The time is now 7 o'clock. It's time for Opera Box. This is Gary McBride, your host, joining you for the next hour. And in this hour, we're going to be listening to an opera that is set in the Civil War, an opera in two acts by Jennifer Higdon called Cold Mountain. We'll be listening to most of the second act of that opera, the libretto by Gene Shear. It features the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus, and is a brand new recording that has been released from the 2015 premiere cast recording down at Santa Fe Opera in August of 2015. The opera is a co-commission between Santa Fe Opera, Opera Philadelphia, Minnesota Opera, in collaboration with North Carolina Opera. I would say, of course, because the opera is set in North Carolina during the years of the Civil War. It's a modern retelling of the classic story of the Odyssey. It tells the story of W.P. Inman, who is sung by baritone Nathan Gunn, a wounded Civil War soldier who escapes a Confederate hospital in Raleigh, North Carolina, and walks nearly 300 miles home, encountering a host of loosely Homeric characters along the way. Sirens, lonely widows, fallen preachers. Meanwhile, his beloved Ada Monroe, sung by the mezzo-soprano Isabel Leonard, her father dead, transforms from a bookish, proper young lady into a rugged woman, comfortable with plow and gun as she holds down the fort at the farm near Cold Mountain to where Inman is headed. If this story sounds familiar, you may be familiar with the movie that is based also on the same book and the same story, and won lots of awards. We're going to be listening to a good portion of Act Two. So let me tell you a little bit about the story that we'll be hearing. It's sung in English, so it should be fairly easy to follow along. But Act Two has Inman on the middle of his journey homeward. He's still on the run, and after a skirmish, he has been left for dead. He is finally found and freed by a slave woman who helps him continue on his journey home. Further after that, Inman meets Sarah, a war widow, trying to comfort her baby. Inman helps her, gains her trust, and is invited to spend the night. The next morning, Inman and Sarah react quickly when Union soldiers appear, for Inman is still a fugitive at large and is not yet home. Inman finally reaches Cold Mountain in the final scenes. While his beloved Ada is out in the woods hunting game, they meet in the woods, and Inman tells Ada of his adventures, the slaves he met, and how the boat went down. The couple reaffirm their pledge to each other, and on this, their final night together, consummate their love. The next day, Teague, who has been chasing him the whole while, catches up with him, and he and his home guard kill him. The epilogue, which is the final scene in Act Two and the end of the opera, is 9 years later. Ada is at her farm, along with her child by Inman. Let's listen now to the Santa Fe Opera Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Miguel Harth Bedoya, from a live recorded in Santa Fe in 2015. We'll hear most of Act Two of Cold Mountain, music by Jennifer Higdon, libretto by Gene Shear.
Thank you. Hope of her. Without her, I'm a broken. broken branch.
We are broken branches. We are slowly dying. When I die, at least I'll die free.
We're listening to Act Two of Cold Mountain by Jennifer Higdon. This program is presented by the KGNU listener members and by My Local Music Lesson, enabling busy families and professionals to arrange for music lessons in the comfort of their own homes or at the location of their choice. My Local Music Lessons uses certified and fully vetted instructors to teach string, voice, and percussion lessons of various kinds. More information can be found at mylocalmusiclessons.com. Let's return now to Act Two of Cold Mountain.
Funny looking scarecrow.
Ada won't use her daddy's clothes. Says it's like seeing a ghost. I think it's a waste of fabric.
Lots being wasted these days. She around
in town.
Well, I must have missed her. Ain't that right, Ruby Pills? Oh, I know your daddy. Names here in the paper. That's why I come up here.
You did.
Wanted to show Miss Ada so she could read it to you. Show her what kind of man your daddy is.
I can read now. Ada's teaching me.
Really? Let's see if I'm your daddy's name. Not there.
Kilt.
Not there.
house, making yours so special. Walking around this farm like you own it, ain't that right? And she teaching you to read. Shit! What a waste of time, like planting seeds on a rock in winter. Only thing you'll ever need to read is your daddy's name on this list of traitors. That's all that matters, I promise you. The war's gonna kill him, or I will. You better hope we don't find him here.
I don't care about him. Can I have the paper? Show Ada.
Show. Read her your daddy's name over and over. Hayward County, Discord. She's a town, you say. Why, I might meet her all alone on the road. Wouldn't that be awful nice? Some man's gonna sweep her up and sweep you out!
In the moon, don't let me find your name here. Don't tell me she taught me reading so I could read your name and be the one to break her.
Thank you.
turkeys, oh, Father Crick. If he lives, we're gonna be here a while. Let me tell you, turkeys can disappear on you. So move slow. Go on.
Besides, we don't know each other well enough to start killing one another yet.
Lower your gun.
You're a woman.
But I shoot like a man, so don't get any ideas. Lower your gun, mister.
I know you.
Thing we can do ourselves. a different thing. I'll be back.
Spoke that day in church.
I fear did not make it easy.
There were some thorns around the flower. How's the Reverend?
You get my letters.
I got two.
My father died.
I'm so sorry.
So much darkness, but so much. that's not the truth. It was enough.
It was enough. Let's go.
a fine-looking woman. I wonder what she'll do. Smart boy!